or this worry. Take a deep breath, get back to your body. Wish I was stronger, but I can't seem to hold the weight up. Every place I dig inside becomes a graveyard. I cry for help, but there's no one.
Hi, this is WMFO Medford, and you're listening to Acoustic Ceiling.
Yeah.
Hi folks, welcome to Acoustic Ceiling. I'm your host, Vince Kiha, and I'm settling in for Vincent today. And before we get started with the rest of the show, I'd just like to let you know that last song that was played is Jeff Buckley, Open Once. Jeff Buckley is such a just wonderful musician, and I don't know, I feel like the world should have gotten definitely more of him, for sure. Up next, I'm going to be playing the Acoustic Ceiling Song of the Month. It's by a local artist by the name of Laura Lee. And the song is called It's Definitely You. Sorry, folks, technical difficulties. Give me a quick second.
I choose my words like I choose my clothes. Always fashion forward with a whole lot of wit, but never too crass. Always appropriate, ever stylish with a touch.
Gain present.
Take that away, I'll be alright. If
it was just till St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, like the water fill our lungs and sleep. Love, we go down, we go down. Breeze over now, over now. We can love, we can love. We can love, we can love. And the birds will sing our song in Halcyon.
Careful where you stand, my
Alright, folks, next up we have a song request. I did not catch the person's name, unfortunately, but the song is We're Gonna Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and his Comets. And yeah.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That brings to a close just about this part of the show, and we want to thank all of you for being so very nice. Before we go, though, I'd like to sing one song for you that I hope you've heard someplace before. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around.
Rock, 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 rock
again, that was Rock Around the Clock by Bill Bailey and his Comets, or Bill Haley and his Comets, my bad. Wow, that was very bluesy. I loved that and enjoyed that very much. But now it is 4:34 and we are a little halfway through the show, and that now means we have smashed through the acoustic ceiling. And this is where the music will now become wonky and bonkers, and you will lose your mind because you have not a single clue as to what is being played. Okay, I'm just kidding. It will still be relatively grounded, of course. But yeah. For the next song, we have actually a new release from one of my favorite artists right now. It goes by the name of Hozier. And this song's called Through Me, The Flood. It was released a little over like 2 weeks ago now. And yeah, it's off his EP, Eat Your Young. And let's just let the song speak for itself at this point. Alright folks, that was Through Me the Flood by Hozier. Yeah, I mean, that's just such a wonderful song. I just love his use of the choir vocals. It's just so harmonious. And I don't know, man. It's super underrated artist. He has an album that's dropping this year. I tried to get tickets to his tour, but of course they sold out within like 1 minute of being published. So, well, I mean, that's Ticketmaster for you, right? Because Ticketmaster just loves to do that. They love to give you a little ounce of hope and then snatch it away from you immediately. But yeah, for the next song, I will be taking it back to the 90s, by a band I'm not sure is known by the world. They're very, secluded. They go by Radiohead. You wouldn't know them. It's just, they're too underground, honestly. But yeah. I love how I said, but yeah, but the song hasn't played yet. And I love how my alarm went off. That's beautiful. sorry, folks. All right, the song will be playing in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
All right, that was Let Down by Radiohead. I mean, it's Radiohead. What else do I have to say? I feel like within the Radiohead community, there's always like the discussion, oh, what's the best album? For me, it cycles through a lot of them. It cycles between either OK Computer, In Rainbows, or if I'm feeling extra special, Kid A. Or if I'm feeling even more special, Amnesiac. But yeah, I mean, there's not much I can really say about them other than they're just a fantastic band. For our next song, I'm going to play an artist I feel is, again, underrated, but of course, at the same time, well-known. And it's Bon Iver. This song's called Lump Sum. It's off of his first album, For Emma Forever Ago. Yeah, that was Lump Sum by Bon Iver. Before we get any further with the end of the show, I have a PSA for you. It's on Fresh Fruit. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready to peel natural packages so you don't have so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snack. Wow. That makes me want to eat a little more healthier. I don't know the last time I had a fruit. I really don't know. Let's see. That actually reminds me of the time my roommate from across the door taped an apple on our door. Very interesting. We left it up there for a few weeks because why not? Okay. For the next song, this is a little bit more rock, a little bit more R&B. Well, not R&B. A little bit more blues-ish, I should say. And the thing about this song is just the drums that just open the song with, like, the drums are just, they sound so massive. They're just gigantic. And actually, I like to joke because the intro to this song reminds me of the intro to the iCarly theme song. You'll see why. Just listen to the drums. But yeah, this is Glass House by Kaleo. All right, folks. Well, thank you for listening to Acoustic Ceiling today. Before the show ends, I'd just like to read what songs we've played. So we started off with Laura Lee Imhoff and the song It's Definitely You, a local artist. Again, check out her work. It's on SoundCloud at Laura Lee Imhoff, LauraLeeImhoff, and the song It's Definitely You. And then after that, we played a little John Mayer, St. Patrick's Day, since St. Patrick's Day was like a few weeks ago. I was like, gotta get that one in. After that, we played the first Hozier song of the day, Shrike. It was actually the live version of Shrike at Windmill Lane Studios. That dude's voice live is just fantastic. After that, we followed it up with the Paper Kites, the song Hallie Song, or however you say it, Hallie Sion. I cannot pronounce that song very well, but I love that song. Then we brought it back with some Coldplay, a little bit of the older Coldplay, the B-sides, and the song was Careful Where You Stand. After that, we played Bill Haley and his Comments, We're Gonna Rock Around the World. That was followed by, again, another Hozier song off his new EP called Through Me, The Flood. After that, we played Radiohead, Let Down, and then Bon Iver, Lump Sum, and then Kaleo, Glass House. For the final song, it's going to be a little bit more jazzy since I'm taking a jazz class right now, and I just love this song. It's by Django Reinhardt, and it's called Dinah.